This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at FocusBaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
All right, time now to get to our guy, Drew Wagner. And, of course, he joins us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. How about Quinn Priester and just how good he has been to this point? I mean, he gives up the leadoff homer on the first pitch to Jerkson Profar, and then after that, stellar for seven innings, something that you don't see a lot of in Major League Baseball anymore, pitchers going seven innings. But a pleasure to see from Quinn Priester yesterday.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good, isn't he? I mean, the guy just keeps getting better and better every time he's out there. He gets you out in different ways. You know, he's been striking guys out left and right his last couple starts. Yesterday, he was back to relying on the ground balls and weak contact. He's just impressive, man, from top to bottom. Everything about this guy is impressive. And to think that they're going to have him for the next couple years, hats off to the front office. You know, there was a lot of uproar when they made that trade. Oh, you gave up too much, or that draft pick is going to be too valuable. And, man, Quinn Priester has been everything you could ask for and then some.
I hated the trade. I didn't like it at all. So I'll be the first one to tell you I didn't like it at all. Now, having said that, he's pitched amazingly well, and I certainly didn't see it. And the crazy thing is, we were looking at the first segment back at him. He's only had three games where he hasn't given up a run. Every other game he's given up a run or more, which is fine. Again, three ERAs, doing a lot right. Having said that, you know, they've got this dude under contract for five more seasons here after this year. And we were asking earlier on, like, what are we expecting from him? Like, how much are we really buying into him? And I said earlier, based on what you see, if you're buying into Quinn Priester being real, that's two or three All-Star game appearances, right, for the Brewers, and probably starting some postseason games as well.
Yeah, and the thing is, you can't predict the future. You know, we probably could have said similar things about Tobias Myers last year. You know, he was just as dominant for most of the year.
So you're not fully bought into Quinn Priester either then? You're not there yet.
Well, it's not that I'm fully bought in. It's just you never know what's going to happen. And the point of that is that's why it was so imperative that they preserved that one last option that he had. They did not want to have to burn it. You want to have that flexibility next season in case he goes into spring training and maybe he's not as sharp, or in case maybe he hits a lull next year. So you want to have that quiver in your pocket because that can help a guy, especially a young guy, early in his career. So, yeah, the sky is the limit for the kid. I mean, he's shown that. He's shown that he's got what it takes. Hell, he's a former first-round pick. You know, obviously he's got the talent for a pretty successful career. But with young pitchers, you just never know. Sometimes they have a little, you know, step back, and then they have to regroup a little bit. But, yeah, I think if he keeps this up, you're right. Like, there could be a couple of All-Star games in there.
We talked about this earlier on with Quinn Priester back in the beginning of the season about how, man, this dude looks young. He sounds young. And again, I mean, Charlie, who's, you know, obviously significantly younger than both you and I, agreed that he does look young and sound young. How about the mental side of the game and how Quinn Priester has come along from that perspective and from what you can pick up and talking to him and, you know, in the clubhouse and stuff after games?
It's kind of the same thing that I said a lot about Chad Patrick, where, you know, he didn't ever look like he was overmatched in the moment. You know, he never looked like it was too much for him. He never looked like he was caught up in the lights. You know, I think some of it had to do with the fact that he'd been there before. He'd made some appearances in the big leagues. He knew what he had to do. He knew he kind of was getting a second chance here. But, yeah, his maturity is just as important as his stuff. You know, the fact that he can go out there and give up that home run, then that two-out 0-2 hit by pitch, and then lock in the way that he did, that's maturity. That's fortitude. That's being in your own head and not letting the outside stuff get in the way.
Let's talk a little bit about their transaction made earlier today by the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, they acquired Shelby Miller, and he hasn't pitched in quite some time. Avoids surgery, avoids Tommy John surgery. They decide some rest and relaxation will do him good. Now he's headed to the Nashville Sounds for a rehab assignment there. He's got a sub-2 ERA out of the bullpen, making his way over here to this Brewers organization. And, you know, Pat Murphy made mention of it, I believe it was last night, about the usage rates that they're getting right now out of Mears, out of Caning, out of Uribe at this point, and even McGill to a certain point, where they're using them so much and they're still being so effective that it's quite remarkable at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Point. I would assume the goal here for Shelby Miller is to try and relieve some of this from some of these guys so they can get them back to healthy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Give these guys a blow. Have another fresh arm in there that you can use. That's had some success, you know, a good power pitcher. That bullpen needs help. You know, they're pitching very well, but they need help. They are being used a lot. They are warming up a lot. They are working a lot. That does tend to catch up with you. So far, so good. Knock on wood. I think, you know, McGill basically went a whole week without pitching. That's helpful in a way. It almost borders on too long, but Uribe, Mears, Koenig, those guys are getting up every single day, and you got to get them a rest. You have to have another option in there.
We were talking about this earlier, and we have Tim Dillard on Thursday. I'm going to ask Tim Dillard about it. That whole thing last night with Uribe screwing around that front of that mound for pretty much the entire first batter that he faced and throwing ball one, ball two, ball three. Finally throws a strike, still screwing around. Then Contreras goes out to the mound to help Uribe, and he's messing around with the dirt. Now, he was messing around on the backside. I don't know what that point of that was, but he was out there messing around with it as well. It's been a long time since I've seen any pitcher be distracted that much by the landing spot of where that lead foot is as a pitcher like Uribe was last night.
I mean, it happens. And listen, it's a finicky thing. you know, you have your preferences, you have what you're used to, and if it doesn't feel that way, that's going to be in your head because you're worried about the way you land, you're worried about missing your spot, you're worried about getting hurt. That's in the back of the head, and sometimes it's hard to get out of the head. If it's that gratuitous, it's something you got to deal with. I haven't seen it in a while either, but it's not that uncommon.
Coming up tonight, Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports, it's going to be our guy Freddie Peralta on the mound. The last time we saw Freddie Peralta was probably the worst that we've seen Freddie Peralta all year against the Cubs, the only loss against the Cubs in that last series. Four innings, five hits, five runs, all earned a walk, four walks, and three strikeouts, including that home run that he gave up. The Brewers haven't lost since that game. I would expect a much better performance tonight from Freddie Peralta, kind of like a revenge game of sorts for Freddie Peralta here, trying to erase what happened that last time.
And it goes back to what we were saying about the bullpen. Here's the thing. You know, everyone raves about Freddie being an ace. And listen, he's having a great year. But you need your ace guy, your number one guy. He's not just the guy that you go on the mound to end a losing streak or keep a winning streak going. He's the guy that when he takes the mound, you know a lot of your bullpen dudes should get the day off. They need Freddie to start doing that, especially now, especially down the stretch. They need him to go out and do what Quinn Priester did and give you seven innings of ball. They need him to step up. He's got to stop nibbling. He's got to stop walking guys. He's got to lock in and start being efficient because that bullpen needs the rest.
How many times do you think Freddie Peralta has pitched seven innings or more this year?
I think twice.
I have it as once. Eight innings, April 2nd against the Royals, and that game went to extra innings. Eight innings, and he had eight strikeouts in that game, no walks, two hits, one run, and they went to extra innings against the Royals. He has not pitched seven innings or more outside of that one game. He got to the seventh against the Nationals on the 13th and got a couple outs, but did not get all the way through the seventh inning.
Yeah, that's problematic, man. That's problematic. The Brewers have a lot of guys that are great five-inning guys. Freddie's the guy that you should be able to count on getting through the lineup three times and doing so in an effective manner. Throwing 100 pitches over five innings is not going to cut it. You need more at this point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He has had 12 starts where he's pitched less than six innings in a start. 12 starts! Like, to your point, you're absolutely 1,000% correct. Like, your best pitcher has to get you through more than just five innings. And for him to go 12 starts this season and not get to the sixth inning, that is a crazy stat on Freddie Peralta at this point. But, again, hopefully he gets over that bad outing the last time. And really, for being honest, two of his last three games have not been good because the last outing, five runs against the Cubs. Two outings before that was a Dodgers game. He went five innings and gave up four runs in that game. So two of his last three games have not been good for Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, they need a little bit more out of him. And it's not a knock on him. Again, he's pitched very well. He's got good numbers this year. But they need more out of him at this point, especially with what they're trying to do down the stretch. They've got too many guys that are two times to the order, five-inning guys. You just can't have a full rotation of those guys. You need one guy that's going to go out there and be your stopper and going to be your ace and going to be the, I got this, guys, don't worry about it. Yeah, it's not like it used to be. It's not going to be like CC going out there and throwing a complete game every time, but you got to get into the seventh inning. You got to give those middle guys a blow.
I'm with you. That's our Inside the Clubhouse segment. We do it every Tuesday and Friday here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. It's Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. We will talk to you again on Friday.
Sounds good, man. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.